you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This month on Mormon Channel, we're talking a lot about what it means to different people to live what's called an abundant life. A huge part of our lives are consumed by what we choose to be curious about, both in our hobbies and our careers. Rebecca Connolly was working on her master's degree in athletic training at West Virginia University, but she was also filling her time with another passion of hers, writing, get this, clean romance novels. That's something you don't hear about every day, huh? Well, after several years of failed attempts at submitting manuscripts to publishers, just this summer she has finally realized her dream and has become a published author. She's joining us over the phone now. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Ohio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so I have never, ever, I mean, when you picture romance novel, right, you kind of picture like Fabio on the cover of a book, you know, at the grocery store. But instead, you went a different direction. And tell me how this came to be.
Well, I am a hopeless romantic. I have been from day one, and I wanted to write a romance that I could read without feeling that I needed to skip parts. I wanted to write something that my mom could read, that my sisters could read, that my nieces can read when they're old enough. I didn't want the romance genre to be limited to Fabio and to skipping parts of the book
that we
don't necessarily want.
Yes, so, something that your mama can read and that your mama would be proud of, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So talk about, you know, faith versus fear in pursuing your passions. Was it hard to kind of take this leap of faith? I imagine it was putting a piece of yourself out there, which is always a little bit hard to do.
It was very tricky. It was hard because I've got this wonderful established career in the sports medicine field, and writing had been a hobby that I'd kept kind of under wraps. It had been my little private sanctuary from life, either reading or writing. Just a few months ago, I decided, let's try again. Because I'd been trying with various different manuscripts that I had throughout the years and not had much success. And looking back on them now, I can see why. But with time and experience, I thought, maybe I should try again. And it's terrifying to put forth something that you've spent a lot of time and effort and trying to, you know, keep it as part of you, you know, keeping it your little secret, and then all of a sudden letting the whole world maybe see what you're doing, what you've been doing, this world that you've created. And it was really hard, wondering if people were going to feel the way I felt writing it, the way that these characters and this story had become real to me, and wondering if the whole clean romance was actually going to work.
What was the feedback that you received from publishers? Did they think this was a great idea? Did they think this was, you know, only sex sells? I mean, what was kind of the response?
They were very polite, very gracious, just it's not for us sort of thing. I never really got the particular points of what they would have wanted. Now, I had submitted this particular manuscript to a contest before and gotten some very good feedback there, some pluses, some minuses. Nobody really specifically said it needs sex. There were some people that thought the chemistry wasn't there, or, you know, there needed to be more details, but other people thought that the story was great and light and refreshing. So it really depends on who's reading the book for what opinion you're going to get. And I'm finding that over and over and over again with publishers and editors and readers. It just depends on what you like for if this is for you or not. And that kind of calmed some of my fears and apprehensions because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed writing it, and surely there were other people like me who thought that this would be something fun to read and something that you could really just enjoy, and a fun little love story. And who doesn't love that?
Well, how did your faith in God and your Christian background play a role in writing this book and also your decision to follow your passion?
Well, as I was writing, you get to a point where you have to make that decision of what sort of book you're going to write. What kind of story are you going to tell? You can go in a lot of different directions. But I made a decision very early on that I wasn't going to write something that I wouldn't want my name attached to. I made the decision to write under my own name because I wanted people to know that it was me that was writing this. And I could not, in good conscience, have something tied to my name that I wouldn't want anyone to know. And there was a point where I struggled a little bit with trying to figure out what needed to happen in this story. I was kind of stuck. And the idea came to me, well, you haven't really included the Lord in this. And I kind of laughed at myself and said, well, no, I'm writing a romance. but I thought, why not? He's my father. He knows me and he loves me. He knows that I love a good romance. He knows that I love to write. Why not ask him to help me? And so it's become a fairly regular pattern now where if I'm stuck, I will say a prayer and say, Heavenly Father, help me to know what to do with these characters. I need help. And as part of those prayers, I usually will incorporate, please help me to stay true to the standards and the commitments that I've made in my life. Because that is important to me.
That's interesting.
I want people to know. Yeah.
Yeah, you want people to sort of know that God played a role in this decision, and maybe they would sense a little bit of that from your story.
Yeah.
Very
There's
cool.
A hope.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. Because in my career as a journalist, I often would utter similar prayers whenever I would be stuck, get sort of writer's block writing a story or something. I would pray, just Heavenly Father, help me do this story justice, help me do these people justice and do a good job telling their story. And I think definitely the Heavenly Father plays a role in our careers and how we move forward in that way. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience.
I would just love to really get the push for clean romance is out there. I really believe that this is something that we can use moving forward. And thankfully, my publisher absolutely agrees with me. And we really want to make this a real audience and show that you can have a clean romance and people will read it and will love it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.